Hey, welcome back to the show, guys. And today we're going to be talking about how Swatch Group just quit Baselworld and what that means for everybody else. All right, by now you guys know how I feel about the industry, and even if you scroll back several podcast episodes beforehand, you'll see the way I'm talking about marketing in 2018. So, apparently just not even an hour ago, Swatch Group announced that it will be pulling back from Baselworld. For a lot of you guys, that might be a shocker. For some of you guys who have been following me for a long, long time already, you should already know that this was what I was talking about. Baselworld, at the end of the day, for some of you guys who don't know what Baselworld is, Baselworld is essentially this fair. It's an old school fair where a lot of the industry's biggest brands will get together and essentially showcase what they've been doing. Now, with Swatch Group, let's backtrack a little bit. When all these brands all get together, they always have something new to bring to the table. You know, they showcase their year's work, they showcase what they have been planning, they showcase a lot of things. And lately, I'll probably say the last decade, the attendance for Baselworld has been steadily declining. Originally, it used to sell watchmaking parts and stuff like that, and tools. Baselworld slowly phased those out, so a lot of the watchmakers, actual independent watchmakers, stopped going, and then it started doing a whole host of other stuff. It started, you know, phasing out a lot of other things where it made no sense for a lot of the attendees to even go. And then what ended up happening now was that, with the Instagram and Facebook and everything like that, for the amount of money these brands are spending at Baselworld, let me put it to you this way. Let me see if I can pull up this article here. So dig this, okay? Major exhibitors such as Swatch budget about 50 million francs. For some of you who don't know how much that converts into US dollar, that's $50.3 million, okay, for each Baselworld. And mind you, Baselworld is an annual thing, so each year they're spending $50 million for Baselworld, just to cover travel, hotel expenses for staff and guests, food, you know what I mean, think of flights and everything like that. That's just That's literally just to cover that in itself, and that's not including the amount of money they're spending on research and development to showcase new stuff. You know what I mean? Mind you, the exhibits in Baselworld, it's fantastic, don't get me wrong, but some of these booths are literally the size of small apartment buildings. You know what I mean? They're that tall. And honestly, the amount of money these brands are spending on stuff like this, you're only reaching... Here's what Baselworld is. You're only reaching other people. You're only reaching other vendors. You're only reaching, for the most part, other brands. Your actual clients from Baselworld, for $50 million, you could have reached a potentially way more bigger market with $50 million if you spent it correctly, other than Baselworld. So let's hypothetically say, these are hypothetical numbers, if you at Baselworld, let's just say you get maybe 1,000 new customers, right? For $50 million, that's a low return on investment. Does that make any sense? As opposed to, I don't know, paying maybe $10 million to some, you know, influencer or something like that, just to showcase a Hamilton watch or Omega watch, you know what I mean? Think of it like this: what's stopping them from looking at a huge streamer online and then sponsoring them and making them a brand ambassador and having them wear their watches, right? I'm not saying that's the best way. I'm just saying these are different ideas, right? I'll go on to continue reading the article before I just go on a random tangent. So let's hypothetically say that, actually no, let's continue reading this. Nick Hayek, the CEO of Swatch Group, cited the cost of Baselworld of 430 million francs for the reasoning to withdraw from Baselworld. So not only that, it's expensive as hell, okay? Think of it like this. at the end of the day, the amount of money you're spending for Battles of the World is not worth it. And just keep it short with Omega, with Swatch Group pulling out from a Battles of the World. It's only a matter of time before the other brands are thinking about pulling out. I honestly think that Swatch Group will eventually maybe come up either with their own fair, or maybe they invest in a different fair and use that money wisely. Okay, but at this rate, Battles of the World needs to shape up, because if they don't shape up, then they're just gonna, they're literally either going to fade out or they have to reinvent themselves. Having said that, hope you guys, you know, I would love to hear your thoughts. You can check the Instagram or Facebook, and hope you guys have a fantastic day.